You're on Rise FM Breakfast, and if you have just joined us, well, you're just in time, right? We're talking about careers or jobs that aren't paying enough, but should be because of the work that people put in. Perhaps you too, usemsebenzini la ubona khona ukuthi yabona lo msebenzi lengwendako. Ay man, olukhuni kepha ke le mali nayifika lapha, hay, it's not enough. And so we figured, why not speak to a teacher? That is Mr. Bongani Mogale. He is a teacher at Ramhola Secondary School out in Barberton. Mr. Mogale, a very good morning to you, sir. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. I know that you are perhaps even at school right now preparing for your lessons, and we just want one to appreciate you for the work that you do, but also just to have a conversation with you about perhaps, you know, your day as a teacher. If I were to say to you, Mr. Mogale, please tell me about, you know, the first minute you walk into class, what does that day look like for you?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners at home. It was actually a very terrifying experience when you are actually starting to when you are actually starting the job of teaching, because the excitement that comes with getting a job is actually different with actually going to class to teach learners, because the expectation is that you have to deliver results. It's no longer about maybe studying and acquiring a degree at the end of the day, but it's about actually delivering results, because teaching learners and obtaining results are two different things. You can teach them while at the end of the day only to get 10%.
Yeah.
Whereas the department has an expectation, maybe say, for example, a minimum of 70%. So meeting that 70% is actually a different task at the end of the day. So, yeah, it was a terrifying experience given the fact that you are expected to actually deliver results at the end of the day. Not just teach, but deliver results. Because after teaching learners, we expect them to pass.
Well, clearly there's a lot of pressure on you guys as teachers from the department, from the school principal, I'm assuming, but also from the parents, because chances are along, or at least more than we do. And I know that there are a couple of challenges that you guys face, but because of time, we will not be able to get into that. But what would you like to see perhaps happen differently in the teaching environment that would make your lives a bit easier?
Actually, on my experience, what I'd like to see happening is an involvement of parents in their learners' education. Because now we are facing issues of gangsterism in schools, drugs, and learners who actually cannot write their schoolwork. So there should be actually a collaboration between the teachers as well as the learners and the parents at home. So I'll actually love to see parents actually getting involved, more especially in our public schools, because I'm actually teaching in a public school.
Yeah.
So there should be value for the education of their children at the end of the day, because the way we do things in our public schools is actually different from the private school. I don't know, maybe it's because in the private schools, the parents are actually paying something. So they actually get involved because they value their money. So I will also appeal to also the parents of the learners who are going to public schools to also get involved in their learners' education. Try to assist them, actually be concerned about what the learners actually did at school during that particular day. They should be able to require them to actually see their books and see how far they went with the curriculum in that particular day. That actually will be an improvement in terms of our education system. Again, we also appeal to also other stakeholders in our community to also assist us in terms of fighting this gangsterism and the drugs, because it's also killing our generation. Yes, you can teach them, but if they are involved in drugs, there's no way they can behave at school. So they're going to misbehave, and others will find themselves in trouble and they are still young, so what they are doing, they have no knowledge of.
Well, you've said it, sir. You've said a mouthful, and thank you so much for speaking to us. Clearly, a collaboration between the learners, the teachers, the parents, and the community is needed. That, you know, learning doesn't end in the classroom. That's Mr. Bongani Mokgale, who is a teacher at Gamhola Secondary School out in Barberton. So, thank you so much for speaking to us, and do have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Anthony.